And now, for your listening pleasure.
It is Lost Moment Day, and today I received a text message from my stepdaughter telling me she and her husband were on their way to the service for his father. And they were hit with a double dose of loss, as his favorite aunt passed last night also. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive, and on Lost Moments Day, I'm trying to help you get through the worst thing that ever happened to you. I talk about loss and grief once a week. I talk about my late husband by name more often than that, and why is it healthy to do this? Those of us who grieve know, and our hearts ache, and we long to keep them alive in our memories. How many times have I said grief is not a linear experience? It is a lifelong journey that changes, and it asks many different things from us. It is so tiring, and it hits us when we least expect it. It is deeply personal and hurts like hell. We feel we must return to our solitary wilderness. And it never ends because we never stop loving the person we lost. Last week was the end of my fifth year without the man who lit up my life like thousands of stars on a starry night. I let the grief in and I wept for the loss of him. I have found in growing older, my friendship base, my tribe, so to speak, are also aging and experiencing the loss of someone dear to them. Many times it is easier to talk to other people who know the pain because we understand their pain too. My closest friend has cried for my loss and she never knew my late husband. The stories I tell of our love causes her to grieve too. It also helps us to remember that in the pain of others, that grief is deeply personal and helps us to process it in the difference. Most of all, every time someone mentions Larry's name, it is an honor to the love and loss I have had and I will have till I leave this earth too. You see, all grief matters. That's why it is so important to talk about it. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek. This is my podcast, Thrive. Thank you all so much for listening, and that is a wrap.